All right, guys. Well, we're back with Adam, Bill, and Steve. We'll just really quickly here, just tell us who your character is, what his class is, and we'll jump into this game. Adam?
I have Nestor Nettles, the ever-cheerful elf who is insatiably curious about magic.
And Bill?
I am playing Radnor the Large, the largish magic user.
And Steve?
I'm playing Jazban, the locksmith, who's human, small, and very trustworthy.
Might have a just a small touch of kleptomania going on, just a small touch. So I'm just going to go ahead and recap last game real quick here. So essentially, you guys did some more exploration, found a banquet room. And in that banquet room, you found that, well, there's still a bit of ghostly inhabitants, where there was a scene replayed of some kind of event that happened during a feast, where many people died quite suddenly, quite painfully, it looked like. A secret passage was found behind the head of the table, the throne area of the table, and you guys were about to go down it last session. And did you guys catch the little picture I popped up in the OSR chat group?
Yeah, I have it pulled up, yeah.
Yes, sure did. Secret passages and the likes.
Yeah, you as you were walking around, Nestor noticed that the little T intersection down through the middle of all of that, that there were a bunch of secret passages, but the throne room kind of called to you, and you are all feeling like perhaps you are under the pressure of time. So let's take it up there. You have found the secret passage below the banquet hall. Throne room / banquet hall. It looks like it was double duty.
Is it worth popping our heads in any of those secret doors? Or do we run the risk of exhausting ourselves before we catch up with the guy who might be performing the ritual?
This must be the longest ritual in the history of magic.
Well, you know, these things can't be rushed.
You guys have found some indication that they're having to avoid traps as well, and where they may have better intel than you, they still have not avoided everything, so they could be also slowed down. So it is something to think of.
I think we should investigate. The more information we have, the better, I think.
Okay.
Wasn't there some kind of illusions as well? Like a ghostly figure appeared and something like that?
At the dining room where it looked like everybody was perhaps poisoned?
There was also another room that you guys found with glyphs on the wall that... Radnor was able to activate by investing just a little bit of magical power. If you remember that, there were some illusions that came from that room as well.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
A little boy breaking a flute. A very stern looking man with a crown. A ship scene.
Do we still have any of those undead friends with us?
One. The one that's a bit more animated, like some of his personality is coming back. He was, as far as you could tell, he was the leader of the group.
Is that like progressive? Is he getting more, like, is he remembering more as time goes on, or it's just he's...
Slowly, it seems to be. He's almost like an entire person. Like, his speech is becoming a bit better. Although it's still an odd dialect, and only those of you that are natives can really understand him anyway. But it is a much older dialect. But the speech patterns are becoming better. He's starting to have some memories come back.
Any physical changes? He's not getting any skin or muscle coming back?
No, he's still a pretty dry skeleton. All the soft bits rotted away. Years and years ago.
All right. I'm going to... let's check the secret passage. I'm going to check the doors. Or what is it? Is it a door we're in front of?
right now you're standing above a trapdoor, right behind like the central, like the throne, I guess you would call it in this room. That's where you guys are right now.
I'd like to check this trapdoor for anything dodgy or dangerous, and I think we should investigate it, go down.
Yeah, I think you've already checked it last time, because I remember that you guys had opened it and looked down, and it's a very narrow flight of stairs. It goes into a very narrow corridor. No light. It's very dark.
Is there any possibility if we check, we could perhaps check at least one of the secret rooms to see if there's any items that might aid us here at the perhaps culmination of our quest. Certainly, I don't want to get into an unnecessary fight if we can avoid it, but if we could find a stray wand of fireballs just laying around, that would be terrific.
I don't mind going down first. I'll have to light a torch, or you could go and use your...
Sure.
If we go down, then we're not checking the secret areas. Going down would be pursuing our quarry.
Yeah, the secret areas are back in other rooms, Jazz. They're not going down.
Well, it sounds like we have a bit of time if the other people are encountering the same things as us, as we are.
Sure, maybe we can make a quick sidestep here, see if there's anything we could pick up.
Or do you guys just want to plow ahead? I mean, we can put it to a party vote or something.
Sure. What do you think, Radnar?
My instinct is to get done with this as quick as possible, but if you guys both want to go check out the secret stuff, let's do that. I would just hate to use our resources on the side stuff and then not have what we need for the end game, if that makes sense.
Sure. I can get behind that. You want to just go in pursuit and we can always perhaps check things out later?
I mean, that's up to y'all. If you want to, whatever you guys want to do with it, that's my two cents.
Let's just peek in. We won't even explore. We'll just take a peek in one of these side rooms, one of the secret rooms.
I'm good with that.
All right.
It's okay then.
It kind of looks like it's four quadrants that might contain secret rooms.
Yep. Just from the top left, say just 1, 2, and then the bottom is 3 and 4. Just tell me which one you want to take a look at. So, Nestor, you saw the doors pretty easily.
Yeah, Jazz Band, pick a number, 1, 2, 3, or 4.
I'll just get my trusty die out from my backpack, and I'll let the gods decide the fate.
There we go.
All right, 1.
All right, 1 it is.
All right, so the secret passage is cleverly hidden within the stone of the wall. But not so clever that your elven eyes can't pick it out. And after a bit of fiddling, you do find where there is a stone latch, as a cleverly disguised as like a flaw in the stone. So it looks like you can shove something in there, maybe, and perhaps the door will slide open.
Anything in my locksmith's toolbox I could use?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that is full of like pry bars and different types of oils and bent pieces of metal. Sure, you can easily fissure something in there. And sure enough, there is a latch which causes this piece of wall to push in. It's got hinges on the right-hand side, and all the stone is, you know, it's not as thick as you would think it was. It's just kind of stuck to a piece of metal, and it swings open. And what you're looking at is an armory. Very well kept arms and armor hanging on walls, in little wooden racks here and there. There's also an area that's centrally raised on the floor where there's a very large ornately carved chest. There are two statues on either side of it of basically men in full plate, swords pointed to the ground with their hands clasped to the hilts.
I've taken a fancy to the chest in the middle of the room. I'd like to go up and inspect it further.
All right. It's very large. It's about 4 foot by 5 feet and a good couple of feet tall. It's very well made. It's bound in iron. It's got gold leaf hammered onto it, some gems here and there on the outside. Very ornate. And yes, it has a lock of sorts.
I'd like to check it for anything dodgy or dangerous and see if we can open it somehow.
Okay, well, your attention is drawn to the chest and you're checking out the lock. You're seeing if there's anything wrong with it. And as you, you know, touch the lock and you're touching the chest just to kind of get an idea of what's going on, the other two notice that the statues shift.
Is there any rope or chain or anything like that?
Sure.
I want to see if I can lasso or, you know, sort of restrain the arms of one of the statues.
Did the whole statue shift, or was it? Did it look like it was a person that might have moved or something?
No, it's like the whole statue just seemed to shudder a bit. Actually, now that you're paying more attention, they are moving slowly. So let's go ahead and have an initiative check then. Nestor, if you guys get the initiative jump, I will allow you to do what you're trying to do before they become fully animate. So why don't you roll me a d6?
All right, let me get to the die rolling area. And 2.
Unfortunately, they got a 5. So you took a moment to look around. You find some chain, you pick it up, and you're heading towards the statue. Unfortunately, they seem to, their movements become a little bit quicker, and the stone swords are raised. These two stone statues, now fully animate, are about to strike down upon Jazz. Jazz, you see the shadow cast by whoever's holding the lantern light. One of you is holding a lantern for sure.
That's probably me.
Only one of you can see in the dark. So you're not taken wholly by surprise. A little roll in the background for you here. But yeah, you're being attacked, Jazz.
Nice. I don't have time to dive out of the way. Well, that'll be my next action, I guess.
Anyway. Yeah, that would be your action, yeah. Well, the 5, I'm sure, misses. What is your AC?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
What's your armor class?
6.
Oh, okay. Well, I do hit a 6, unfortunately.
Is it a stone sword?
It's a stone sword.
Oh, man.
Oof! 7 points of damage.
All right, I think I'm
are you down?
I'm more than down. I think I'm like -3.
All right, down and bleeding then. All right, so you guys look on in horror as Jazz at the last minute looks up, sees a shadow, but isn't quick enough to get out of the way and is struck down. So you're not dead yet.
But I'm getting there.
You are dying. What is your total hit points?
All right.
4.
Oh, wow. So you've got a round. 1 round.
All right.
Radnar, can you grab him while I distract these things?
Yes.
Remember, you guys have healing potions. Again, we have gulfs in between us playing. So just as a reminder, you have healing potions on you.
That's right. I think I ran out of healing potions, but you guys might have some left.
Yeah, I've still got a couple of them, I think.
All right. So actions?
I'm going to go ahead and try to secure one of the things with the chain or rope or whatever I picked up.
I'm going to grab Jazz and try to pull him out of there. And the idea being I'm going to get him out of the way and use a healing potion on him. I don't know if I can do all that.
Okay, I'll have you make a check to see. Actually, let's find out how Nestor does, and that'll influence things. All right, Nestor, I tell you what, you are trying to get a chain around him, so let's go ahead and make a melee attack roll with the chain. If you succeed, you have the chain around them.
Negatory.
What'd you roll?
Roll a 6.
Sure, you just misjudge, and the chain wraps around an arm, but he just kind of, you know, just shakes his arm, and the chain rattles off. So, Radnar, you can run in there, but there are still two opponents just basically right above Jazz. If you want to try and pull him out of there and give him a potion, what I'm going to have you do, and this is, tell you what, make a strength check.
Okay. So I want to roll under my strength, right?
Or equal to.
Oh my God.
Okay, no, now here's your choice. Here's your choice. You can still toss a potion down his mouth, but you're in such a way that you're not able to drag him out. One of the stone statues has stepped down upon a bit of his clothing, and he's a little trapped beneath one of them. If you choose to give him the potion, you are not going to have time to get out of the way yourself.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right. We'll have Jazz roll a d6.
Okay, give me a second.
Sure.
I got a 2.
Okay, and you are -3?
I sure am.
Okay, so what happens? You are, let me think, how did I do this? Let me check something real quick. No, so you're still at -1, which means you're dying, you're still bleeding out, but you're slower now. Remember, you're dead at negative your total positive hit points.
Oh, man.
So you're still unconscious and you're still bleeding.
So when I get to -4, I'm done for.
You're gone. You're done for. Yep.
And I'm at -3.
So you're -1 now. The healing potion did a little bit for you.
All right. Oh, my goodness. All right.
All right. That's your actions.
Dope.
Go ahead. You
have a question. I smell a TPK.
Well, you know, there's only 3 of us, so that really wouldn't take a lot. Is it a standard healing potion? Is it a D6 plus 1?
No, it's just a D6, not a plus 1.
Okay.
I forgot, you are 4, so your skeleton is going to wage into battle here.
Nice.
All right. He just takes this massive swing with his sword. The sword is... again, it's ancient and thick, and it's just over time. It's got so many notches in it, but it apparently is still quite good as it just destroys one of the stone statues. Just a solid hit just crumbles it through the midsection, and it falls apart. So we're back at the top of a round. Jazz, you're the one who's in peril here, so why don't you roll the D6 this time?
I got a 3.
Okay, that's still better than there, too. So you guys get an action first. What are you guys doing?
Do I get any actions, or am I just kind of unconscious?
You're unconscious at 0 and bleeding to death. So your action is to bleed to death.
Nice. I'll just groan it.
I'm going to try again when I was attempting to last round. I'm going to use a potion and try to get out of there. And pull him. I mean, what do you guys think? Should I pull him out of there? Or should I just give him the potion and back off?
Well,
you can try both. I'm fine with you trying both.
Okay, let me do that. Let me try just that.
Counting one as movement. Give me another strength roll. See if you can yank him out of there.
Yes.
Okay. You pull him out from beneath the one statue and administer a potion. Jazz, go ahead and roll me another D6. And by my count, Radnar, that leaves you with 2 healing potions left, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a 1.
Okay. So you were at -1. So now you're just unconscious and not bleeding to death.
All right, that's good.
Yeah. That's better.
I'll take it.
Okay, so that's Radnar's turn. What are you doing, Nestor?
Well, I guess I'll just, seeing as these things are destroyable, I will draw my sword and hack away.
Okay, The skeleton attacks at the same time with you as well. Go ahead and make your roll.
Miss again, 7. It's like, hey, it's like last session where I couldn't do anything.
Okay, the skeleton guard destroys the other statues. Well, you notice that the skeleton's no longer moving in like this kind of jerky gait. Its actions are smooth. He has finesse as he's fighting. The light that's streaming out of his eye sockets is brighter.
Glad to have him aboard, even if I can't understand what he's saying.
He pauses for a moment at the shattered statue and he turns to you and he says, Aemon. My name was Aemon.
Well met, Aemon. Aemon, I understand you, and previously I couldn't.
So Nestor doesn't speak the local dialect?
No, I'm a Caladari elf. I
yeah, you speak, had additional languages, though. What did you choose?
I took Gnoll and Goblin, which came in handy with the Gnolls.
Yeah, so you don't understand what he says. He says something.
Nope. I'm going to see
right, brother.
If...
Amen.
I'm going to use one of my remaining potions and give it to Jazz to see if we can bring him back up.
All right, you're going to pour another one down Jazz's throat.
Sure, right, Jazz, we need him D6. Up.
This time I got a 5.
Okay, well, you're at full hit points. Back up sputtering as the liquid's being forced down your throat. For those that are listening, the hit point system we're using is one we agreed on for our game here. You can go negative your total number of hit points before you're dead.
Okay.
Welcome back.
What happened? My head is killing me.
The statues woke up and tried to kill us, and I pulled you out of there and brought you back with a couple of potions.
Ah, thanks. I owe you a beer.
I'll take you up on that when we get out of here.
Did we, did I open the chest? I can't remember.
I don't think he did he?
He did not. He was looking at it.
Oh, man. I don't know. Maybe I should have listened to you guys and we should have just plowed ahead. Oh. Do you think we should try and open this chest or just count our losses and move on?
I mean, we might as well do something, you know, make it worth all the trouble, you know?
I agree with the wizard.
All right. I'm a bit woozy, but let me see what I can do. Get this chest open.
You approach it. And Aemon waves a hand at you and says, wait, it opens from the rear.
Nice. I'll skirt round to the rear and check for whatever he's talking about.
Okay. Yeah, you didn't see it at first, but there is a very tiny keyhole to the rear. Very tiny.
No problem for a locksmith.
Yeah, I'll have you go ahead and do your roll. Open locks. I did a roll there to see if Aemon remembered this room. He rolled a 4. He did.
All right, Solo, I rolled over.
Okay, the lock is tricky. You're not able to get it right away.
I'm going to search the two down statues just to make sure there wasn't anything of significance that we can garner from their rubble.
You do. In the torso of each of the statues is a shard of something. It seems like a crystal, but as you reach out to touch it, it seems very cold. I'm not going to put words in your mouth. So you feel that there's cold radiating off of it before you touch it.
I'll scoop it into something using the edge of my blade.
All right. The rest of you are doing. So, Jazz, I mean, you can try again. each try does take time, just so you know. But you can keep trying.
I'm going to keep watch behind us to make sure nothing sneaks up on us.
Very good.
And I guess while he's trying.
Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, while he's trying and Radnor is guarding, I'll switch places with Radnor. I'll guard, and Radnor, why don't you try to detect magic in this room?
I will do that.
Yes, when GM says time, that is code word for random rolls on the monster tables will be made. All right, you want to try again, Radnor? Or, excuse me, Jazz?
Yeah, because, I mean, you said this was like a very large chest, so...
Yeah, it is a very large one.
I can't see us breaking it apart manually. I'll try again. You're not going to believe it. I rolled a 2.
Oh, very nice. So you take another 10 minutes or so, and you're able to open it this time. Radnor, you concentrate and bring your magical sight up. There are a few things in this room that are magical. That chainmail that is on that wooden dummy in the corner is magical. That shield in the corner there is magical. The bow and quiver that are nearby are not magical, but the arrows within are magical. And about this time, Jazz pops the top of the chest, and everything in there glows magical.
Nice.
Dang it.
What do I see?
All right, so inside the chest is a glass case within which is a short, small, compact crossbow with a quiver that has 12 arrows in them. The tips seem to be made out of silver. There's also several lines of silver coins. There are 12 coins in all. This kind of lined up on like a velvet cushion on the inside.
So do they resemble the other coins I have in my backpack, the 6 large ones?
No, they don't, actually. They're a little bit smaller than that.
But they look like they're collectible because they're on the way they're aligned.
Yeah, there we go. It's someone's coin collection. The faces are alternating. One has a ship sailing out of a harbor. The sigil on the ship is the 2 cross swords. You're assuming the next coin is the inverse of that side, which shows a black sun. The sun is large in the center, and it kind of radiates off. The black part of it is kind of guessed at because you've seen the sigil before in color. I mean, of course, the coin itself isn't colored.
All right. I'd like to pocket the coins for now. The crossbow is it good? Actually, I have a crossbow. Can I swap over my crossbow and take this one?
Yeah, it's a bit smaller and more compact than yours.
Yeah, well, I'm full on getting greedy. Anything else in the chest?
That's all that appears to be in there.
Does Radnor tell me the crossbow is magical in any way?
Radnor, everything in the chest was magical.
Yeah, everything in there is magical.
So I have a magic crossbow.
Yes, you do.
All right. Any way to tell how it's magical? It does, I don't know, extra damage?
Not without some research. At the end of the game, I'll put it in the notes what the actual modifiers are, but there's no way for your character to know just off the bat.
All right. I got the crossbow. I got the coins. What do you guys want to do?
I'm going to pick up the shield and the arrows.
I'm going to look mean.
This was an armory, so I guess there's quite a few things to choose from, apart from the chest and...
Yeah, and apart from just the magic items as well.
So no daggers or anything like that?
Oh, there are plenty. Very well-constructed ones, some that look like... they're all in great shape. It just, they're not magical. The other magical thing you didn't touch was the chainmail that was on the dummy. And Radnar, when I say everything in the chest was magical, I mean everything. The glass case is magical. The cushion is magical. The coins are magical.
Okay, yeah, I'll take like the cushion and like the stuff that they're not, you know, they're taking the stuff. I'll take the other stuff they're not taking. And I'm going to take some of the daggers and, you know, replace some of the daggers that I lost.
Yeah, there's several that are balanced perfectly for throwing. So take whatever, however you'd like. I mean, this is an armory that was meant to sustain, you know, several dozen fighting men. So there are plenty here.
Jazzben, will you see if the skeleton might remember anything about the significance of those coins?
Sure. Armin, check out these coins. Can you, do you recognize them? Was it a currency you were used to? Or do the pictures depict any story or fable you know about?
Clerical alms. Our priests use them in ceremonies. The symbols. And he points to the sword, cross swords on the ship's sails. That is the symbol of our king and of his firstborn. The inverse. he pauses for a minute, and he looks like he's thinking hard. It's like, is for the other son. Something happened. And he just goes quiet for a moment, like, as if he's thinking.
All right, while he's thinking, I'll relay that to the other guys.
Well, I think the two sons fought and killed each other, right? That's by history what we know.
Yeah. Wasn't the cross, from what we could tell, the cross swords was kind of the good guy.
Yeah, that's the one thing I haven't been able to read too well, if there are, or any of them are good or not. It certainly seems like the younger son, the boy, the one who broke the flute, there seems to be something mischievous or chaotic about him.
Yeah, wasn't he darker? Like his symbol was like a pentagram or something?
The black sun.
Yeah. So I'm guessing he was the cause of all the trouble.
Bert, can I fit that spearhead that we had collected earlier, the one with the silver inlay? Can I fit that on a haft in this room?
Actually, you can find a haft that is sans its tip that you can have, you can put on. Looking around, there's a few blacksmithing materials here that you can hammer it into place.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and take care of that. And can we invite the skeleton to wear the chainmail?
Yeah, he does. He'll pick up a shield and he puts aside a sword, and he takes a double-bladed axe off the wall as well.
How many daggers will I be able to store on my person?
If you're picking the ones that are specifically made for throwing, a dozen without being cumbersome.
I'm good with that.
I'd like to get in on some of that as well.
Well, sure. There are plenty here.
There was an old movie, Swashbuckler, where one of the characters had like a bandolier of daggers that he would throw.
Are you wearing that clerical robe still that you found from the order?
I am not.
Okay. I was going to say that thing had a ton of pockets that you could have held knives in.
No, I'm not wearing that anymore.
Jazz, you can take daggers too, but do remember that you're starting to get a bit weighed down by all the stuff you're carrying. You've got these two huge candlesticks in your backpack. You've got those heavy coins, all kinds of things you've picked up along the way.
Yeah, there was a tapestry. I mean, it's been a good day out, apart from the bang on the head.
All right, should we go in pursuit down to the back to the throne room?
I say yes.
Let's do it.
All right, so you are back in the throne room above the entrance. Again, it is very narrow. It looks like this might have been like an escape hatch for the king, you know, considering it was like right next to his throne. Very narrow set of stairs going down. You're certainly only going to be able to walk side by side, or not side by side. Radnar, it's a bit of a squeeze for you.
Yeah. I was expecting that.
Actually, Nestor's in full plate, so it's probably not very, very, very convenient for you either.
Did we have like a marching order? Who's going
to
go?
That's what I'm asking for now. Who wants to go first?
I don't mind going first, unless we think it would be advantageous to have the elves' eyesight.
Yeah, I'd be happy to take point and then have the skeleton follow.
Me and Radnor can do our count to 60 trick. Otherwise, we're going to be looking over your shoulder with torches and lanterns.
I like it.
Yeah, you can get enough of a lead that you can use your improvision. The skeleton seems to be able to see perfectly well in the dark too.
All right, I'll be going with the newly acquired shield, and I'll be wielding the spear.
Okay, so you head down. Nestor, you're in the lead with your skeleton honor guard coming in behind. The passage runs for quite a while without any branching, and again, it's really narrow. If you were a taller man, you'd be having problems with that too. Eventually, it does widen out, and it looks like you are now in, so far, this looks like this was hewn. Like there's some timbers to keep everything supported, but definitely man-made. Now it kind of empties out into what is, looks like a natural cavern.
Okay.
So you're seeing stone protruding here and there. It widens out. The ceiling just stretches above. You kind of it's high enough now above you that your vision can't see the upper limits of it. And in front of you, there is you're not quite sure what it is. It's about maybe 8 to 10 feet long. Some kind of tubular creature with several tentacles coming out of its mouth. It appears to be unmoving yet alive.
I might get my lantern ready to throw at it if it does anything dodgy.
You don't see it yet. You're way back. You're still in the back. So Nestor is the one who encounters it first.
All right. So 8 to 10 feet long. And it's this cavern, you said it's the dimensions of it. Do I get a rough sense of that? Is it
it's
huge?
It's large. Or? It's cavernous, right? Your vision doesn't see to the corners or to the ceiling.
And am I on any sense of like a path, or I'm proceeding sort of in the same direction I came in on?
Right. So you exited the man-made tunnel, and you're just kind of on, you just enter this cavern, right? So you're still facing the same direction. You haven't turned yourself around. And it's just the first thing you see is this strange tubular worm-like thing laying spread out in front of you here. It's definitely alive, but it doesn't seem to be responsive.
Okay. Maybe it was... maybe it was rendered inert by the people who came before us, but let me see here. I'm going to have the skeleton approach it. I'm going to gesture towards it and make a gesture like running the sword through it.
Okay. It goes up to the creature. It there's no reaction. The skeleton had traded out its sword for a big double-headed battle axe. So it goes to the head of the creature and just starts wailing at it. And Okay, the first, actually, here, let me. All right, so the first strike, just this ichor just sprays into the air, and the creature reacts. However, oh, wow. The skeleton finishes cleaving its head off before it fully arouses.
That's my boy.
Yep, I gave it free whack at it while it was out, and then its surprise round, which it hit it, and quite well, and finished cutting its head off. All right, so yeah, the worm is just kind of writhing around in its death throes, just spewing this ichor all over the place.
Ew. All right. I guess we'll wait until our companions catch up with us and tell them that we dispatched the worm, and that then we'll take the point again and head out.
All right. Yeah, so you guys come upon the scene. There's kind of a purplish spray of this thing's blood that's just pooling everywhere. The skeleton is coated in it. Actually, here's the thing. So you're on this, you've just entered this cave. So the light source kind of illuminates things up a bit better for you there. And so the question is, which direction? It just kind of stretches out. You really can't, even with the light source that you have now, the light doesn't reach up all the way to the ceiling, and it doesn't reach all the way to the edges of this room. So it just kind of, what are you doing to figure out which direction you need to go?
Shouldn't we all fan out until one of us discovers an exit or a tunnel or a wall or something?
I'll keep heading in the direction that we came in on. If you guys want to say, I don't know. I don't know if splitting the party is ever a good idea. We could all go forward, and then if that doesn't turn out to be correct, we could figure it out from there, or we could look for perhaps the cavern floor is rough, or are we standing on any kind of fungi and other vegetation?
Oh, it's rough. You don't really see any vegetation at all. It looks like you're in a cavern beneath beneath the earth. Well, yes, there are things that can grow down here. It doesn't look like anything is where you are. Actually, have all of you guys make wisdom checks for me.
Mm-hmm. Was the worm giving off heat before it was dispatched? Oh, it was still
alive. Yeah, it was definitely alive.
Were there any other... Did I ever see any heat trails or anything similar?
Let's see what your wisdom check says.
I rolled a 10. My wisdom's 11.
I have reached one with the universe, and I know everything all the time, or at least I think I do. I rolled a 20.
Ah! My head hurts, and I don't know what's going on.
All right, so no, with any kind of heat trail other than the worm that's now cooling off below you. It was by far the largest heat source in the area, just from its size. Well, Radnar, you did succeed. You think you hear the sound of running water ahead of you somewhere?
Oh,
it's very
guys.
Faint.
I'm so sorry. There's literally a bat flying around my house. I'm gonna have to go tend to that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so be back.
Yep, what happened?
Brick, something's going on over there. He said he might be back though, so we'll just keep pushing on for a little bit. If we get into trouble, or if you guys get into trouble, we can pause it until he comes back.
We'll be Radnar, fine.
You hear the sound of running water. It's close, but it's faint, and it's ahead of you.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell everybody, hey guys, I think there's some running water ahead here. It's not that far away either.
I say let's investigate.
I'm good with that.
Does it sound? Right. Can you tell? I mean, running water. It could be a waterfall or a river. Can you tell?
Can I tell anything about it other than just running water?
It's not unless it's at a very long distance. It's unlikely to be a waterfall because it's very quiet. I mean, you're just barely hearing it.
And I will relay that.
All right. So as we get closer, I guess we can tell if it's a trickle or a stream or something.
Sure. As you get closer, it is definitely running water, like the sound of like a river. Actually, it sounds like it's a very rapid river. I mean, your lanterns only illuminate out to about 30 feet in front of you.
I mean, I'm all for just walking up to the water source, if you are, Radnor.
Let's do it.
I guess we just plow on towards the sound of the water.
You eventually come to a chasm. So like the ground just kind of ends sharply, and your lantern light illuminates enough that you see at about a 20-foot drop, there is an underground river. You also see that there's a wharf down there with a couple of skiffs attached to it. As there are three left, and there looks like there should have been four because there's kind of a gap in the middle, you expect that one of those skiffs have been taken. Or maybe not. It could have sunk long ago.
So I guess the people we're pursuing took one. Is there a way to get down the 20 feet?
Well, you look at the side of the cliff here, and you see where there used to be like a rope ladder, but it seems like someone has pulled it down because it's laying down below. It's laying on the wharf itself.
I guess I can look for any handholds, footholds, see if I can climb down. Is that a possibility?
That's kind of a thief's special thing. Anyone can climb, but a thief can climb sheer surfaces, which this is. It's a rock face. There's not many handholds, but that's kind of where you excel.
Yeah, I got a pretty good chance of doing it. Are there any stalagmites or stalactites or anything we can like tie some rope to? Because I can climb down, but I'm wondering about the other guys. How are they going to get down?
How far down is it?
The two posts that were holding that rope ladder, you can kind of feel them right here at the top of the cliff edge. So, yeah, I mean, you could tie a rope to that. It's about a 20-foot drop.
I mean, I can I'll give a go at climbing down, but Radnor and the elf, they really need to think about tying some rope and climbing down.
I'm going to get to that right now.
All right, so you're going to try and climb down without a rope?
No. Let me make sure I have rope.
I was asking Jazz.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm back.
Sure, what you missed is, Adam, they found a... Walking forward a bit, there's a chasm here with an underground river that Radnor heard. And about 20 feet below the drop-off, there's a wharf down there with three boats. Looks like there should have been four because, like, the missing one is in the middle. But they have pulled off the rope ladder. You can see it laying down there at the bottom of the wharf, whoever has gone through here last. So Radnar's looking through his pack for some rope. Jazz is trying to decide if he's going to climb down himself.
I'm going to climb down.
I do have rope listed on my character sheet, so if we need some.
Okay. All right, Jess, if you want to try to freestyle it, go for it. Give me a roll on your skill. I'll let you roll.
All right, I got an 87% chance. Ooh, I got 83.
It's close. You slide a little bit, but you're able to get down. From the sheer drop, just fine. So you're standing on the wharf. It's interesting. It looks like it has stone pillars that are used to anchor it to the river bottom. The river is it is fast. It's rapidly moving. So you can see the rope ladder that's down here at the bottom. It actually looks like it wasn't intentionally pulled down. You're looking at it, and the tops of it were frayed. The rope is pretty brittle. It might have actually collapsed with whoever had been through here more recently.
any signs of someone being injured or having had a fall or anything?
I tell you what, give me a wisdom check.
I got a 4, wisdom 14.
Okay, it's subtle, but the top of the wharf here, the wood is also very old. Actually, some of the wood up here is old enough that it's petrified. And you notice, like, about where the rope is, that some of the wood is damaged. It looks like someone did actually fall.
All right, and what's the surface like near the riverbank? Is it mud or anything? I'm just checking for footprints or anything.
There's no bank. You just dropped onto this wharf that was created here, and there's no riverbank. The river just cuts through the stone cliff. There's no safe bank.
Nightmare. All right, I'm going to wait for the other two chaps to make their way down and... actually, while they're making their way down, can I check the boats, see if they look safe?
Seaworthy?
Yeah, I don't fancy swimming with all this gear I'm carrying around.
You got any kind of background that would in seamanship at all?
Well, I did do a short stint on a boat as a young man, up and down. In my
sure, fair enough. What's your intelligence?
I got intelligence 12.
Okay, that's good enough. Some are in better repair than the others. One of them, you can already tell, if you put any kind of significant weight in it, will probably start leaking. The other two look all right. One of them is better than the other.
Yeah, I'll just mark the most seaworthy looking one, so we're ready to go for when the others climb down.
All right, well, while you're looking at them, you can see coiled in the bottom of the boat is oiled rope. So the rope has been, you know, it's been treated with oils that are keeping it supple and waterproof. And it's kind of like a lasso on the end of it.
All right, yep.
Otherwise, stowed inside there is an old style clay oil lamp. Looks like there was once oil in here, but the skin is all dried up. There's none oil left in it.
Okay, interesting. All right, how's Radnor doing? Is he coming down the cliff, or is he?
Radnor's very strong, so yeah. With rope, what is your strength, Radnor?
My strength is 16.
You're fine. Yeah, with a rope, you have no problem. Just kind of hand over hand letting yourself down.
Okay, here's the problem. I did not have any rope.
Nestor said he did.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so after Radnar's down safely, I'll come down and then we'll wave down the skeleton.
What's your strength?
My strength is 11.
Yeah, you're still good. I mean, you were not as powerfully built as Radnar is, but you're able to get down just fine, too.
That's a polite way to put it.
All right, so you're both standing on this wharf, and it looks like Jazz has picked out a seaworthy vessel. At least he's looking over one pretty thoroughly.
What does how many of us does it look like can fit in the boat?
All four of you. Actually, let me check the skeleton real quick. Since he doesn't have fleshy hands, he might have a problem with this. Oh, boy. Okay, hold on. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, the skeleton is not able to manage coming down the rope, and he falls very much near the top and just shatters when he hits the bottom of the wharf.
Oh, man, that sucks, dude.
The mystical light just goes out of the skull head.
I'm going to try to... I know it's futile, but I let out a cry, and I'm going to try and put him back together. I know it's going to be futile, but damn it, he was our friend almost.
Nerd's going, no! And he's trying to put the bones back together.
I pat him reassuringly. There, there.
Damage
energy. We can take the skull with us. It might get reanimated.
I did.
There we go.
He had some pretty fancy chainmail. If one of you guys wanna,
yeah, we can come back for that chainmail, perhaps.
But take the skull. I think we should take the skull with us, Yorick style.
And, it's in my pack.
All right. You never know. His eyes might light up at some point.
All right. So
sorry, guys. Bad rolls there.
Can I call him Bob?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, I'm getting in the boat. You guys dry your eyes and come along.
All right, I'm in. I'll pull out my bow and knock one of these fancy new magic arrows.
What are we doing for... I mean, this river sounds as though it's flowing quite fast. And did I spot any oars in there? Or how? Or are we just going to jump in the boat and let the current take us?
The only thing that you noticed, now that you're thinking of this problem, there's really nothing in the boat to help you navigate. It doesn't have the back doesn't have a rudder. There are no oars inside. There's just this oiled rope with a lasso end, and that's pretty much it.
Maybe we should. Who's the best with dexterity? Maybe I'm thinking maybe we should have the lasso ready in case we need to lasso something to end our journey.
Yeah, with my 5 dex, I don't think that's me.
I am a little bit nimble. I might be able to handle it. Unless you, are you a very nimble thief?
I got 15.
You're perhaps slightly more nimble than I am. So, and the other boats did not have any other oars or long pole or anything like that.
A good thought to check, just in case you were sabotaged. But no, they all are equipped the same. They all have this oiled bit of rope with a lasso end, a clay lantern, and unfortunately the oil that was stowed away with it has long since just kind of dried out.
All right. Well,
do you want to take a rope as well? So then we got 2 chances of lassoing.
That sounds reasonable.
I envision us hurtling down this river, and at some point we need to lasso something to bring us to a stop.
So can we refill the lantern on the boat using the oil that we have?
Yeah, I think some of you have lantern oil on you in your inventory.
Yeah, well, we'll go ahead and refill it and light it, and I will also take a lasso with Jazzband's suggestion.
Sure. You notice the one in the boat is anchored to the boat itself. There's like an iron ring at the bottom of the boat that rope is anchored to.
Oh. You know, I'm guessing that these boats are somehow towed, perhaps by a creature that gets lassoed. And maybe if we light the torch, it will attract whatever the creature is. That would be my guess.
We may have to get some money out.
So yeah, let's light that light that lantern up on the boat. Refill it and light it.
Do you want to wait for a creature to appear, or should we just push off and see what happens?
That I do not know. Your call.
I mean, I'll say push off. I don't know. We're going to be out of control. That's the problem.
Well,
all right, Radnor, what do you think? Push off and just go with the flow, literally? Or do you want to wait to see if there's some kind of creature that can tow us under control?
I'm just trying not to fall out of the boat.
Fair enough.
Or to make everybody else fall out.
Can we push off with Radnor in it? Or maybe Radnor has to push off and...
I could probably do that.
Yeah, you just have to release or cut the rope that's holding the boat to the wharf.
Yeah, let's release the rope and see what happens here.
Okay, the strong current pulls you very rapidly away from the wharf. You're going at a very high speed. Oddly, it does seem like the boat is more or less staying straight ahead instead of being turned, keeled to front and everybody being tossed about. So it must be streamlined. You're figuring under the water line to, you know, be pulled in a specific way.
All right. Well, that makes me feel better.
All right. It's very rapid, very fast. Go ahead.
All right. Get ready with the lasso.
No, it's completely dark. The only light that you have is from your lanterns and from the oil lamp that you have going. So the river sides begin to narrow in. You know, it started off as a pretty wide, fast flowing river. And now you kind of see why it's flowing so fast. It starts to narrow down. So there's smaller, tighter space for the water to flow, which increases the speed. And so you're going pretty fast. You're starting to see some craftsmanship on the walls to the left and right as you're going by. It looks like there are some carved murals that are etched into the wall that go over the top of the arc above you. You're now being pulled through a tunnel where this river is just fastly flowing through. You're moving so fast that you can see that there were carvings on the sides, but it was so fast you have no idea what they were. The tunnel starts to widen, and probably Nestor sees it first, just with his elven eyesight, not necessarily improvision, just your superior eyesight. There are stone pillars coming out to the left and right side, just as you burst out of the narrow corridor. The river is just pulling you forward into this larger area. It slows down a little bit now that you're into a larger area, but you're still going fairly fast. So, Nestor, you are seeing these pillars to either side of the boat, to the right and to the left. Up ahead, all of you can see that there's some kind of stone building or edifice up ahead. On the bank. Now you are seeing that there is like a stony, gravelly bank, mostly on the left-hand side. But the river is still flowing past that, you're seeing, with no obvious way to stop yourself.
We will, these stone pillars, is it something I might be able to lasso?
Yeah, you're thinking that's probably exactly what they're there for.
So I will say Jazzban and I'll say toss for the pillars, and I will try to throw my lasso around the pillar.
So are two of you trying this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll give it. Well, we're not going to go for the same pillar. One pillar each, I guess.
Sure.
Sure.
There's pillars along the left and right. Are you both going for an opposite pillar, or everybody going for the left where the bank is?
Yeah, left with the bank, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's have both of you guys do me two hit rolls using your dex. This is a missile combat.
I got a 11 plus 1 would be a 12.
Okay, and how did you do, Jazz?
Terrible. 8 plus 1, 9.
Okay, Nestor, your lasso does grab hold of one of the pillars. And your rope starts to quickly, limber out. See, the question here is, don't recall you ever seeing you anchored that rope anywhere.
That's all right. I wrap it around Radnor.
Hey, whatever I can do to help. I'll try to hold on to it as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure, Radnor, give me a strength roll.
Got it.
As you are quickly, the rope quickly comes to its end and you are wrenched. And I'm assuming you're trying to hold on to the boat.
Yep, I've got a 16 strength roll to 12.
That rope tightens just brutally around you, and you've got a death grip on this small boat's edge. And the rope and the boat starts to curve in towards the bank. Now that you're holding on to it, it feels like you're getting a bear hug from a very strong mother, perhaps. And the boat does this arc where the front of it rams in to this small gravelly beach, and you guys are just maybe 40-50 feet away from what looks like a carved stone building. Looks like the front of the building was actually carved out of the stone of the cavern itself.
Mm-hmm. Good job, Radnor.
You see that there is light. It's one of the reasons you are able to pick it out, this building out, is there are two enormous stone basins in front of this. It looks almost like a temple. And you imagine maybe they're full of oil because they're lit and they are burning.
All right. This looks like the place. All right, shield. I've got my...
Any markings on the wall? Like writing?
Well, you're not, you know, you're still far away from the temple, so it's out of, you know, you're not getting a good view here. I mean, it's illuminated by its own light on the front, you know, but if there's any writing there, you're too far away to see. Otherwise, the beach itself is just kind of rocky. There's not really sand. I mean, it's like mud in a lot of rock.
All right. Let's get on with it then, I guess.
I think so. Shield up and spear ready.
I got my crossbow with the bolt ready.
All right. Well, as you march along the beach, you notice ahead of you there is another one of these skiffs that you just rode in. It's shattered on the surface of the beach. It looks like they lassoed a further pylon down than you did.
Any bodies?
All right, you going to pause and take a look at the boat?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, I'll give it a once over.
Okay, no bodies, but you do, Jazz, especially, you see that there is a little bit of blood in the bottom of, like, where one of the seats were. So someone's injured.
All right, I'll relay that. A lot of blood or just nothing too concerning?
Not a lot. You know, there's some, but not a lot.
I guess that was whoever fell off the rope ladder.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the right direction. Let's, I say, we proceed with caution up to the doorway.
Right. Okay. So there are stone steps cut into the front of this. There are several pillars up at the top of the steps, which kind of make the entryway. The two large stone basins are flanking the steps to the right and left. And yes, they are they're pools of oil that have been lit, just casting a lot of light about. So the light does not illuminate past those pillars at the top of the stairs enough to see what's past it. No writing out here that you can see, Jazz. You were asking about writing before.
I'd like to kind of conceal myself in the shadows and make my way towards the door just to see if they left a sentry or a guard on someone on lookout.
Again, no door, just these stairs go straight up from the from these two basins of oil, right? And at the top of the stairs there are columns, like think about like Greek columns. There are four of them, and like so the passage into the building is just between these columns, but there aren't any doors there. And as far as getting into the shadows, there is no shadow on the stairwell because of how the two basins are placed. The light overlaps, and so the whole area on the stairway, if you're going to use a stairway, it's completely covered in light. There are no shadows to hide in.
How about climbing up the side?
You'd certainly do that.
Yeah, I want to climb up the side and take a peek. I just want to know if they left any guards or lookouts for us.
Yeah, sure. Since it's a sheer surface, go ahead and give me your thief skill roll. I'll let you roll it.
Oh, I make it, all right. I rolled a 4.
Do you go up the left side or the right side?
I'm going to go up the left.
Okay, up the left side. So you, it's a very sheer climb. I mean, there are very few handholds at all. So you're using like the tips of your fingers to get into cracks in the stone working, but you're managed to get yourself up to the top. You pull you're just the top of your head over just so you can get your eyes over and take a look below. And you can see standing in the shadows of the columns up here are several motionless figures. They seem to be well, you've already encountered undead here, so I mean you're sure that's what they are. They're dressed in some kind of armor that looks like they're bronze plates inner connected together, and they've got spears. They're all just kind of silently, unmovingly, just placed within the shadow of the columns up here.
Do they look completely different to the guys who accompanied us earlier on?
They're in much better shape. Their armor is like just, you know, very clean, very orderly. The other thing you see is right before the pillar, there's like maybe an altar. There's some kind of stone setting, just like right before you get to the columns. And you're close enough. There is some writing on the top of it, and there's like a slot or a slit on the top of the stone.
That's normally to let blood drain away, isn't it? Does it look like a sacrificial altar?
Is Jazz a religious man?
In the city, I've spent a few times in some shrines. Maybe I was praying. Maybe I was seeing if there was anything I could take.
Oh, that's even better. It looks more like an offering box to you, which, you know, you think of those as ATMs, you know, make your little withdrawal from the alms box.
All right, good. All right, now these undead guys are just silently standing there, not doing anything.
Correct.
I better shuffle back down and relay everything I've discovered to the guys.
How many were there?
There's one by each column, so there are four of them.
All right. What do you think, guys? Should we any way we might be able to distract them, or maybe Chaz Band could draw their attention, and we could attack from the other side? Or is there any way we could sneak around them?
They look pretty tasty, though, with the armor and the spears. And
if we can get him to distract them, and then you and I can get close enough to cast our sleep spells, we might be able to do something there.
Well, not on undead, though, right?
Oh, shit, this is undead. Okay, I missed the undead part.
Did they have a sigil on their armor?
I didn't notice. I didn't really look, to be honest.
Hey, what if I put on the cleric robe and pretend to be one of their clerics?
Yeah, I mean,
maybe they'll let me pass.
I have a robe as well, actually.
How about this, Radnar? You're a little squishy. How about you put the robe over top of me so that if it turns out not to be a good bluff, that you won't be the first one attacked.
Not gonna argue with you there.
All right, I'll put on the big robe. What do you think, Jazz Band? Should I go up and you could get ready with the sneak attack on them?
Yeah, I mean, there's four of them. Oh, we could kind of reverse it. So you keep them talking and I can try and sneak past and get inside, because I can only take out one at a time.
I don't know. What do you think, guys? Should we press on, or
why don't you engage them? I've got a robe you can borrow. Might have to take some coins out of the pockets before I lend it to you, but
well, I have the robe from Radnar.
I mean, I can climb back up the side, and if you distract them, I'm sure I can get inside, or I can fire off a crossbow or sneak attack them, whatever you want.
Yeah. Is there a If I go towards where they are, is there a choke point where I could, or would I be able to, would I be surrounded potentially, or is there a place where I might be able to hold them back to one at a time?
Well, the stairwell is very, or the stairs going up are very wide, and there is like a flat area before going through the columns. I mean, you could run around the columns to keep, you know, to keep too many off of you, I suppose. And there are walls to the right and to the left that you could put a back to if you needed to. But other than that, and that's basically your tacticals right there.
Okay. And that, we can't use that flaming oil probably, because there's no way to convey it. Maybe a distracting noise. Is there any way we could sort of see if they'll go check on a noise and then try to hustle by?
Yeah. I mean, we could always do the classic throw a rock and see if any of them go down the stairs to investigate the sound.
Well, you know what? In the essence, go ahead.
I mean, do you want me to get in position first? I can climb back up the side.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll give you a 60 count, and then I'll come up.
Now, all right. I'll get behind them and backstab them. We'll fire off a crossbow, whatever opportunity presents itself.
Well, let me see if they let me through without attacking. Except, you know, I couldn't speak the language of the last set of skeletons either, could I?
Nope, you could not.
I can.
Do you want to?
I've got a robe. I don't know.
Try to engage him verbally, and if it doesn't work out, we can see if we can hammer it out.
If it doesn't work out, you'll be pouring health potions down my throat again.
Well, as soon as if they start to advance on us, you just retreat behind me and pepper them with crossbows while I engage.
I mean, I could speak the language of the last skeletons barely. I don't know if these guys speak the same language.
Well, worth a shot. Let's do it.
All right, I'm going to pull out the robe I've been carrying, don it. I'm going to put the daggers in the pockets. I'm going to do my best. You want me to keep them talking while you lot sneak by, or what's the plan?
Well, let's see if we can engage them enough for Radnar to sneak by, if that's possible. And then if they'll let us through and Radnar could get by.
I'll tell them you've taken a vow of silence if they want to question.
All right. You know what we should do is if they will respond to you, see if we can get them to move far enough away for Radnar, or see if we can, if Radnar is our prisoner. Let's do that. It's the old Chewbacca move. Radnar will be the prisoner and we're escorting him.
I like it.
Yeah, okay, let's go with that. All right, I got my robe on. You got your robe on. Let's do this.
All right. And I'll have myself, I guess, Radnar, if anything starts to go hinky, just get behind me.
Not a problem.
I'm clutching a dagger inside my pocket.
Oh, me too.
Just try and plunge it through the eye socket or something.
So you guys are all going to go up the stairwell then?
In for a penny, in for a pound. Let's do it.
Okay, so the first thing you come across is the altar that's at the very top of the stairs and this flat plane before going beneath the pillars. So from up here, again, the light is cast, so this area is illuminated very well, but the area right below the pillars and past the pillars is in complete darkness. So you still don't see the figures that you know are there. The altar is covered in script. All of you can actually make me a wisdom check here. It's something you might know, but may not. None of you are particularly religious. Go ahead.
Why don't you drop one of your 12 coins in the slot there as we're coming up? We can always get it out later.
Because remember, the coins are magical.
I rolled a 10. My wisdom is a 12.
Yeah, I rolled a 10. My wisdom is 14.
I rolled an 8. My wisdom is 11.
Okay, all of you then. And this is... You know, it's something you've come across in your life before. While most of the script on the altar is incomprehensible to you, even to you, Jazz, it's not written in a language that you understand either. But one thing is clear to all of you. The central image, the central symbol on the altar is one that you're all familiar with. It is of the god of tyranny, Asmodeus. He's one of the nine. There are nine gods of Mystara, and then there are the creator gods, which are the ones that most demi-humans worship. But the nine of Mystara, what would you call it, their pantheon, each god represents a particular bent of an alignment, right? Let's just think of it that way. Giving you player knowledge that you can translate to your characters. So Asmodeus amongst the nine would cover what would be like in later editions of Dungeons and Dragons, lawful evil. Okay.
Okay.
So not a good God, but one that does believe in order and one that can be reasoned with.
Or perhaps we could make a deal with him.
Let's make a donation. We're here to make a donation.
Let's do that.
All right. So you put one of the special coins in, ones that you just found in the case and the large chest.
Yes.
Do it.
These are worth a bit of money, though. Can't I pretend and put an average coin in?
I don't think that's going to work.
You can always get it back later.
Go on then. I'll put one of the magic coins as a donation.
All right, Jess. You begrudgingly drop one of the coins in. Your keen locksmith.
Can I put it on a bit of string? Can I have a coin on a bit of string? And I just quickly flip it back into my palm and my hand.
Always looking for the angle. Well, I'll tell you what. You'll have to do this in plain sight of the other two because you're having to wrap the string around the coin.
As long as it makes the sound of the coin hitting the stone, and then I can.
If I see him doing it, can I just? I'll put my hand over top of his hand and just shake my head at him.
All right.
All right. Let's just throw the coin in. Man, this is killing me.
So what I was saying is your practice ears, Jazz, the coin doesn't simply just drop into a container. You actually hear mechanisms. Like you hear the coin slide on maybe perhaps a ramp, but then you hear things like things spinning, springs coiling. There's some mechanism going on in there.
All right.
And after the coin is dropped, a light slowly begins to shine from deeper within the temple, illuminating from the back these columns. And you can see the guards, their bronze or copper, perhaps. Their armor is shining in the light, very bright. And they all step forward, left palms kind of like out in front of them towards you. And then they bring them together into a fist and they pound their right side of the chest with that same fist. And they kind of take a military step forward all at the same time, all perfectly timed. And then they take a step to the left, which leaves the passage between the columns open.
All right, let's go ahead and take that path.
Let's forge ahead.
All right, so you guys step into the temple proper. The light is being cast by in the top part of the ceiling. It looks like there's a diorama display. It looks like bits of fine metals, gold and silver, bronze and copper are all hammered into the ceiling, making this display, and it's all illuminating. The light isn't very bright, but in the darkness of this cavern, it definitely makes a point out. And in the middle of the chamber, and this is a round chamber, it has a stone floor. But in the very, very middle of the center of the chamber, there are two men dressed in the robes of the order, and they are knelt before an altar. And they seem to be in the midst of some sort of chanting. And I think that's a good place. That's a good place.
Yeah, we can end it. Exciting cliffhanger.
All right, guys. So yeah, I think we'll have the showdown next session.
Cool. All right, fantastic.
I dig it, man. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem.